Welcome back, everybody, to the Dom and Colin podcast for continued coverage of the Challenge All-Stars. We've got the final has begun. And we're going to talk about it. Time to get to the final as we come to a much quicker close on the Challenge All-Stars than we ever would imagine on a regular season of the Challenge. Of course, I am Matt alongside my co-host, Brian Scally. Scally, what's up?
Hello, hello. I'm good. I can't believe we are nearing not having the Challenge on TV at all for the foreseeable future. So close, but I am excited to talk about part one of this final, which for only a 9-episode series to have two of those episodes be the final was an interesting choice, but we'll talk about it.
I mean, right off the bat, let me say, maybe this is like the 2 or 1.5x speed talking from the rewatch. I think the first time I watched it, I was like half asleep. I liked it a lot. It was simple.
Same.
It was simple. I like the point system. It's so easy to follow. I like the invasion style pair swapping. I liked that, you know, they were very short, simple things. And it was like, you know, we're not, again, this is All Stars. This isn't like a main challenge. So I kind of liked the way they did it all.
So that's the thing, is I have like a couple thoughts. I wish this was all in one episode as my main like negative. And so that's why I was leaning with that, you know, get the people thinking I'm going to come in here negative. But overall, I was high on the format for this. I enjoyed the partner swapping. I don't think that it's going to like end up resulting in like the best person overall winning as an individual. But as far as a TV product for me, I'm enjoying how this is going. And I know that we were critical of so many people getting to the end, but I'm excited to see them having to swap in with so many different people and see their dynamics. And I'm having fun so far, so yeah. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I definitely was having a lot more fun than I expected, you know, watching this back, especially, you know, just, I don't know, the way that they were swapping partners, and it was like, you know, if you got like a toxic team together, mm-hmm. like a bad dynamic, it was gone before you knew it. Some of the teams were fun to watch. Some of the dynamics were good. It's like, you know, a lot of these people that haven't been on a show at all in years and seeing like them run a final together, like, I don't know, it was strange. I mean Anissa making a final in the first place was a wild experience to be watching, but then watching her run a final with Mark, I was like, you know, I don't know, what year is it? It's it obviously, like, that you could say that about the whole season, but watching them in the final, like in a different situation here, it was such a strange experience, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, it's wild to see everyone back in a final, some, you know, even more so than others, but just like exciting to get them back out there. Had this been a 1-episode final, I would have like come in with no complaints. This is perfect. But so I really enjoyed the you know, hour of TV, or you know, 40 minutes, whatever it was, for what it was, and coming away with no huge complaints overall.
What do you think of the way that the celebrations were going down at the house when they, you know, were getting ready for the final? I guess just got back from the last elimination. Like, is it just me, or is it like celebrating that we got to a final feel a little bit like, take it down a notch? It's not really a regular season, my friends.
Guys, over half the cast is here.
Like, yeah, a lot of you are here. Most of you are here. And I don't want to like discredit, because obviously a lot of the challenges they've had are very similar to the ones that they do on the main show. But like, I don't know, a little bit of the talk about, you know, John A., I made my first final ever. Mark's going for his third win, and Darrell's first final in over 14 years. And I'm like, these are great storylines. Like, I love a lot of like John A. making the first time in a while. Like, some of these people that have never been in a final before, like Ysella and Yes, and Jemmy making a final for the first time since she had a run with C Star Mila. I just spelled that out for you. it was interesting. I don't know. It was just like, okay, yeah, you're here, but still feels strange to be like, I don't know, as excited as they were, but I get it. Obviously, like, they still made the final.
Yeah. Highlighting it like it was such an accomplishment when, again, 10 people have gone home so far and 12 people are going into this final. So like, you had a greater than 50% chance, and most of these people just like were decently well-liked coming into the season, and boom, you're in the final. You never had to compete into elimination. Mm-hmm. You never had to win a daily challenge. You just, you know, had a good social game that you never knew would come into play after 20, 30 years of not being on TV. So good for them, and I'm happy, and I'm excited to see them back in the spot that they're in. But yeah, maybe it wasn't such like a big accomplishment by all.
I also kind of quickly want to touch on some of the people, you know, the people who didn't make it, because there's so few of these people who did not make the final this season that I feel like it's kind of worthwhile to talk about, like, what if they did make it there? I mean, I'm looking around at the draft board here. So, I mean, Beth and Cyrus and Arissa and Trishelle. I don't know if I would have been like, oh, these people are top candidates, that they would have done great in the final. But like, Kendall obviously was talked about so much. Like, you know, if she had made it, people were worried about her. Nehemiah and Letarian, I think if they made it, would have been huge forces in this final. So it sucks. I mean, like, Nehemiah was so close. But
yeah, it really does. I feel like especially the women who are going to be better than some of the other women that ended up in this final, I think. So that's where like Kendall would have shined. Whereas I feel like probably four out of the five men that we have left are pretty even in terms of partners.
Yeah.
So I think Kendall really like just missed a huge shot at winning this money.
Yeah. That's crazy. I was like watching half the, like most of the final was like on land. Katie had that one part over that was in the water that she might not have loved. But if she got through that, she would have been just fine on the land. So we could have had a Katie Doyle run. But yeah, obviously, I don't think that she would have been a top contender. I'm just wishing she was still here.
So. Katie cursing after eating those peppers is something that I wish we had not missed out on, though. Right. Like, the reaction would have been glorious.
We'll get to the peppers. I got thoughts on the peppers. But the people that did make it here, just quickly touching on some of these people, you know, I already kind of mentioned a couple. So I took down notes of people that, you know, had the confessionals about, like, what this final is to them. Ysela's first ever final. Darrell's first in over 14 years. John A. making her first ever. Mark going for his third win. Ruthie's first final since her rookie season. Jemmy just wanted to make the final again. I mentioned she's been to one before. Yes's first final, and Derek made a had a comment about, you know, just wanting to win the money for his son to have the house and the playground. So everybody got almost everybody got a bit of a setup as to like what this all means to them. Did you have any takeaways from all that?
No, yeah, it was like the main contenders. I kind of feel like something about this All-Stars that could use a little bit of improving is I'm a little bit reading into the edit, and maybe that's, you know, gonna end up being egg on my face, but it's felt pretty transparent so far. So when, you know, at the beginning of the first seven episodes, it's really highlighted like, it's a women's elimination day, and here are the three main female characters of the week. Like, all right, so one of them is going home. And so when we have that pattern all season, and then you give me a series of confessionals of people before the final, if they were either the main character throughout the season, like a Ysela, or like, all right, this person stands a real chance at winning the final, like a Darrell or Yes or Kellyanne or whoever that else may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, like, as I was texting you about me and the challenge edits, and I mean, just especially this season, I feel like I've been watching so much more from like a fan perspective than like, oh my god, who's gonna win kind of thing. But I think if I like sit down and think about it, and you know, a lot of the people that are some of the people that have had a lot heavier on like this person's such a beast, to kind of like tell us in very quick moments of why this person might end up winning, I feel like there's like three or four people that have fallen into that category. And I think you just named three of them. I don't know if I missed anyone or if you missed anyone there, but yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah, their names were mentioned multiple times in terms of like, here's who has the most points, here's who's the biggest threats, here's who. And I was like, all right, you're naming the same three people over and over. So I guess that's probably going to be, you know, our podium finishers in some order. If not, like one of them is due for a big fall or something.
Yeah.
Very possible. But it's also possible that they're setting them up where like someone comes from behind and takes down like these three or four big names that were set to win the challenge. But I'm not sure about that. I'm curious to see how it goes.
Right. Thoughts on the Ysela and Anissa catch up before we actually started the final?
It was fine. I guess you got to see both of their viewpoints. I think Anissa was super understanding in terms of like, she was like eating crow a little, like, you know, like, yes, I did, like, oh, you're right, and like not really pushing back, where I don't know if I would have handled it the same way, but that doesn't mean it's the right way to be handled. But I am curious. Mostly, I don't feel like I've gotten a clear answer on what their relationship is like since the season, and that's what I'm the most curious for. So I enjoyed seeing them starting to sort it out, but I don't feel like we got any clear answers from this.
Mm-hmm. You know, the comment that Ysella made that was like, this is my first challenge in 15 years, this is like your whole career, I was like, why does this feel like such a read? Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's an Ysella's career, but I've been very vocal of if this is somebody's career, what is wrong with that? What's the difference between this and being a Jersey Shore star? You know, like, you're getting the checks from MTV, you're getting work consistently, people always, I don't need to go into this whole rant right now, but like, this is like the one time in my life that I would ever defend Johnny Bananas, of like, it was your whole career, yeah, it's making a lot of money, what do you mean, whatever.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't think that a lot of these people would say there is any difference. They would just look down on both of them, not the people that are on the show necessarily, but the people that would make that argument.
Yeah, I just don't like, I don't know, it always, I'm like, that's not, doesn't really hold a whole lot of water. But
I would make a much bigger fool of myself for less money. Like,
fair enough. So I feel pretty similarly to you. Not really a whole lot there, it sounds like, from Ysella's social media, and I know she's about to be on a Challenge Mania podcast, which is not out right now as of this recording. But I'm sure she's gonna tell us more of her thoughts there. Definitely doesn't seem like this friendship ended in the best possible place, which is unfortunate, because it does seem like they've been friends for a long time. But I do feel like this is becoming pretty clear now, the more that we've had Anissa back on our screens lately, of like, she is going to always put the game relatively high up on her priority list. And seemingly the friendships kind of fall by the wayside after. Not to say that she doesn't care. She obviously does care. I don't know. It's just the way that she described that feeling of like, I don't know what I would have done with myself if I could have done another challenge. Yeah, you would have done another challenge if she missed the final. Like, I get that, just considering how much bad luck she's had in that part of the game. I don't know.
Well, I think Ysella's coming in at a point where Anissa has always been known as the person who would not go ahead and make that move. She wouldn't backstab people. She wouldn't lie and cheat and steal in order to get to the final. And you heard on the reunion, like, over the course of the season, people were like, Anissa, you have to play for yourself and get there and win. And again, I don't think what Anissa did to Ysella was that out of like line. It wasn't ideal from Ysella's point of view, but like, once you explain, like, I wasn't a vote against you, it was a vote to like, that I saw things as equal, I'm sorry I didn't discuss them out with you before, but like, that's it, and we don't need to rehash it again. But it's just like, it seems like a lot to throw away a friendship for with someone that like knows your kids and your family and you've been friends with for 15 years. That's a lot from my perspective.
It does, but I also like, I feel like I can put it into like a perspective where I understand what Ysella's saying. I mean, like, just like, I can't even think of a good example, but like, I don't know, just imagine that like if I had a friend that I was really close with, that me and this friend did tons of challenge podcasts together for so long, and we were, you know, the best of friends on the challenge podcast. And then all of a sudden, one day, an opportunity arose, and that friend was like, I'm going to go do a challenge podcast with somebody else, just, you know, because it puts me in a better position as a podcaster. I'd be like, okay, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's but this also isn't a
bad example.
Like, I get it. Because like, it is about advancing yourself and like, you know, shooting for bigger opportunities, I guess, in that way. But it's not like a game. It's not it's not a one-to-one where I feel like once you enter there, people have done worse. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Katie and Trishelle are friends again at some point. So, you know, like, and that seemed a lot more personal. Like, what Anissa and Ysella went through, like, wasn't personal. It was game, and it's unfortunate if it does affect. If someone chooses to let that happen, like, that's their prerogative. But if I'm in Anissa's shoes, it's like, all right, well, I know I didn't do anything wrong, and like I'm not going to apologize for the rest of my life. That's not happening.
And then you also can, we can spend a whole podcast here talking about the what is game and what is personal, because I know if I was playing one of these games, everything is personal. That's just who I am. I mean, I would try to tell myself, you know, it's the game, but there's plenty of people who go into these games that feel a lot more personal about things that happen. And, you know, that's just the human experience. Am I right? So I'm good on that, unless you had anything else there.
No, it's fine. It's people feel things differently and view things differently, and both can be equally valid.
Time to go. Time to get to the final here. $500,000 for the winner. $500,000 goes to the winner, the sole winner of this final. They definitely, you know, like I said, enjoy the way that the final took place here. For people who didn't watch, I know there are some people who were non-All-Stars viewers out there. Basically, there were six men, six women to start the final. Everybody was going to partner up over the course of the next couple days, which shocked a couple of them, which, I mean, yeah. They're going to work with everybody of the opposite gender at least once. And each checkpoint, there's going to be like a bunch of different checkpoints. At each checkpoint, when you check in, like the first place team gets 5 points, and then 4 points, and then three, and then five, you know, two, one, whatever. And then at this first checkpoint, the last team to get there was going to lose. So again, I like this, the format here.
Yeah, same. I also like the format. I was also surprised to hear that this was going to be a multi-day final, which I have a little bit of a thought later. But it's interesting. I don't think it was necessary, because they feel like we've already done four parts. Where really are we stretching into now multiple more days? But overall, I liked the format, and I thought that it introduced like an interesting dynamic.
Well, what's a final these days without somebody goes to sleep while somebody stands up? Like, you can't have a final without that anymore.
That is fair. That is fair. You definitely need like someone sleeping in an uncomfortable position. It's a staple.
I mean, is it a new thing? I would love to know if anybody out there wants to let us know when the first time they did that was, and when it started becoming like almost every consecutive season is going to have that kind of thing on it. It's like, it was fun the first time, but like now that it's like a part of every single time, it's like, whatever. So the first checkpoint is going to be they all have a tangram there, and then once they finish, they can all head off in pairs to get on the canoes and make their way across. The last place team is going to be done here. And I texted you. I was shocked. We lost Derek and Yasella here, which, I mean, no disrespect to Yasella. I was just way so surprised that Derek is not in contention after one checkpoint to go further in this final.
Yeah, I would say by competitive ability, sure. I'm floored that Derek is out on the first day. I believe he was our number one overall draft pick. Mm-hmm. Like, Derek is an absolute monster. Just extremely competitive with any person you put him out there. But as for like storyline, I would be more shocked almost that Yasella went home, because I don't feel like Derek really had a lot this season. I know that in this episode we got that like, oh, he's doing it for his kid to build a playground, but I don't even feel like we got that until maybe they were in the canoes. So it was almost like, oh, this is too little too late, like you're going home, I feel like. So he has been severely under-edited from what I expected coming into this season, and so I wasn't super surprised to lose them here.
Derek was the number one draft pick by me in the draft, and Yasella was the last draft pick overall in the draft. So pretty, you know, strange way that that all played out here for the two of them to be paired together and end up going out together. So, I mean, I still do feel pretty good about my team. If we want to talk draft here, I still have Kellyanne and Yes, two of the names that we mentioned before. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. I know I'm sure you're clinging on to some hope for Darrell. And John Ice still seems very much in it. We'll get to point totals at the end. But this draft is still very much, I'm pretty sure, whoever wins, you know, the sole winner will decide who wins the entire thing. So
I mean, I still like my draft team, but it's the way that on both of the picks before you took Kellyanne and Yes, it was me debating between the person I picked and them specifically. So not ideal.
You hate to see it. Well, we'll see how it goes. Again, feeling pretty good. I mean, I came into this final with five people out of six knocked off Derek and Yasella from this one episode. So now I'm down to Kellyanne, Jemmy, or Yes. need one of them to pull through. So yeah, for this canoeing part, obviously things go pretty awfully for Derek and Ysella there. We also see Alton and Anissa getting mad at Mother Nature for wind and water and boats, because all of that is none of their faults. They were pointing the fingers at each other and at, you know, forces beyond.
There was a few things here that I was surprised about. Like, I feel like you just encounter, like, if not a canoe, a kayak or something else on the challenge at some point. I don't remember how often they were introduced in, like, more old school challenges. Not everyone, like, grows up on the water or anything like that, so I know that's not something that people would come across in, like, immediately, but as far as experienced players on the challenge, I think most of them would run into it, especially a lot of these people being like so outdoorsy in their outside life. But yeah, I was surprised to see. It was especially funny when Anissa's like, "We're taking on water," and Alton says like, "Just stay focused." Like, yeah, that's gonna change anything. Like, you're literally about to drown.
Yeah, they very much almost did, and you got that confession from John A. being like, "I hate to say it, but pretty happy about what's going on over there." It's like, oof. Just let them be and keep on going.
So one thing I did notice, though, they tried to edit around it a lot, but I'm 99% sure that there were like shots of producers helping them get back in their boat and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, it seemed like, oh, there's a hat that neither of them is wearing or stuff like that. Getting back into a canoe is so hard. Like, it's so hard, so difficult. So I don't blame them. Like, you're not just gonna leave them out there. Like, it would have, in order to have to like swim there with your, like, first of all, the distance that you're expected to travel in a canoe would have been very difficult. They would have been last place, no question. But so part of me is like, yeah, they should get help, but also for the person that didn't flip, is that unfair? Like, it was I don't know if they got some type of time penalty or how long they waited before stepping in to help them.
Yeah.
But obviously long enough for a couple of teams to pass them.
And I do imagine, I mean, if anybody had flipped, they would all have gotten that same help,
sure.
Right? So if, you know, your punishment is that you're losing a lot of time, I guess, by being flipped over in the water. But anybody, I think, would have been flipped back over. So I see what you're saying, though. And obviously, it brings them pretty close to the end. But they end up getting the 2 points, finishing in fourth place. And Kellyanne and Big Easy were almost the ones that ended up going out if they had not passed Derek and Ysella. So pretty close call there for those two. Kellyanne being one of those bigger threats going into this thing, almost was out.
Yeah, wild. I feel like she so easily could have lost her space, and almost better to get your leg with Big Easy out of the way if you're not going to get eliminated. Like, hey, yeah, you don't have to use him for any of the four other rounds. Ideally, maybe you don't have to use him for any of them and Derek just stays in instead of Easy, but you're still in the game and the leg with Easy is out of the way.
Mm-hmm. My two final notes on this section, Derek hopping over Ysella. Why?
Incredibly okay. Impressive, though. Like I said,
yeah.
It is so hard to balance in a canoe, let alone jump over another human in a canoe and then not flip.
Yeah, that's what Derek does. That's just how he operates.
But
and
like, also good on Ysella for keeping them balanced while he's in midair. Like, yeah. That is difficult.
Yeah, yeah. And my other note is, if Yes had not been married, I would ship him and Jemmy.
That's very fair. I do feel like they were a very fun duo.
Yes. I feel like that would be a great dynamic. I feel like they would balance each other very well. And we've heard, I guess, about this friendship with the whole Veronica aspect, right? I don't know that we've even talked much about it. I feel like I keep hearing about it and forgetting to talk about it, that Veronica told Jemmy before the season to work with Yes or to take care of Yes or something like that.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I knew that she had told her to be wary of Beth, but I was unaware of the alliance building with Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely heard about this on something. I have no idea what.
Interesting.
But yeah, she put in the good word for Yes, and that is, I guess, brought Jemmy closer to him and the whole Anissa thing. I have no idea if that had anything to do with that. I don't think Anissa and Veronica are friends, but any goodwill towards Yes seems to have come from Veronica.
I believe they're like on good terms. I don't know if I would say that they were like good friends by any means. Mm-hmm. But that really illuminates like why Jemmy didn't vote for Yes to save Nehemiah from going in last week necessarily and decided to instead throw her vote on Derek.
Right. So Veronica, the 20, so how many players are out here? The 20 whatever something player of
23rd,
the
23rd, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Get to checkpoint two. Everybody's going to be switching up their partners. TJ won't tell them exactly what it is, but they see the bikes like right behind him, so they figure it's something bike related. They have to make a bike and then they have to ride it together. My first note here is, did they forget to tell them part of the rules and then decide, TJ, just go tell them real quick while they're making their bikes that they have to be tethered together? Like, he just, you know, he got them all going in the challenge. And then as they were going, he kind of like stops by each workstation like he's RuPaul, telling them like, you know, giving them like tips on their bike or whatever, which, I mean, TJ is the perfect person to, you know, stop by a bike workshop. But he was like, oh, just so you guys know, you also have to be tethered together. It's like, where was that in the instructions?
Yeah, no, if it was RuPaul, I'd be like, are you sure that you're putting the handlebars
together
correctly?
So what does this
bike
mean to you to be here in this moment making a bike with your good friend that you haven't seen in 20 years?
I'm your bike now.
I'm your bike now.
Yeah.
I'm your wheels.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that honestly either is possible. We've seen how many times there's like obvious voiceover from TJ, like, here are the rules to the challenge, and like goes right back to the normal in-person speaking voice. So both are on the table for me.
I was like, I feel like they forgot. But that's fine. And they still have to tell them. So John A gets the first pick, takes it. I mean, I don't know if we need to break down each round of partner swapping because everybody's going to get everybody at some point or another. And, you know, whatever. So I don't know. Thoughts on the bike challenge here?
Well, first, I do think Ruthie making a decent pick going with easy now, I feel like probably going to have an easier time.
Are you
going to
say that every round?
No, but this round specifically.
Everybody just
getting
easy
out of the
way
with easy. Sorry. I'm saying I feel like bike riding is a little easier to do than the sprinting.
Pardon the pun.
So yeah, exactly. But no, it was good. I like that Jemmy's dad gave up teaching her how to ride a bike and just bought her a go-kart. Didn't know that was an option.
Mm-hmm. Somebody called him Eric, I think, on the show last week or something. And I was like, what? Who? I forgot. Yes. Yes. Oh my God. is the season over yet? So, so. I guess the impressive part of the bike challenge or the impressive team in the bike challenge is Kellyanne and Alton, who left fifth from their bike making station, end up all their way up to second. Kellyanne was like, he's a dream partner. I was like, I mean, it's Alton. Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. I mean, they just came from behind, past everybody, like, no problem. So, if not for the puzzle, I think they would have really just flown through here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, find yourself, like, a supportive partner like Yes, Darrell, or Alton. Like, they're all three of them seemed to be doing some great work with their teammates.
That's true, and that's something that a lot of the women on the season have said. Like, they've never dealt with, like, a more respectful, like, better cast of men than they have on the Challenge All-Stars. That usually it's, like, just an absolute nightmare dealing with some of these guys. And we've seen, like, the, you know, JEK Dynasty group. Like, yeah, that is not a fun group of men to be living with. So I can see how this was a big upgrade.
Or, like, even the modern guys. Like, you want to run the final with Corey and Nelson and... who else is out there? Fessy, like these guys. I mean, Fessy, who is a terrible partner anyway in all aspects, but like these guys that you have to like coach them through every puzzle and math problem, and like it's just these guys are different. These all stars.
Yeah, I mean, every single person on the show is more mature, and so it's nice to see that they're all like all better partners. I think a lot of them are also in long term relationships. Probably helps in terms of knowing how to speak to someone in a partnership. But it was good, especially Alton and Kellyanne seemed like they were just like on a couple's bike ride on a Sunday, like so casual.
So, like Kellyanne driving past Ruthie, who was having some bike issues. I'm so sorry, Ruthie. Just I need to just drive my bike right on past you.
Pardon me. Like okay,
so sorry. Beep beep so beep beep. Like rings the bell. Yeah. They were so cordial. It was so nice to see.
It was good.
It's not like I need to see kindness and respect and politeness in a challenge season, but it was still like a strange, I don't know. It was interesting. I was like, this is like, I feel like, imagine like Winners at War was like, oh, shucks, you got me.
Like, it was a nice change of pace for once. I don't need every season of the challenge to be like that moving forward, but I am happy. And the toxic partnerships are not what like, we're ever praising whenever like that was so entertaining them screaming at each other. Like it's always like usually we get annoyed with that person. So like, you can yell and have arguments outside of those challenges, but I don't feel like the toxic partnerships are ever that entertaining. So.
Right. So after the they did the bike thing, they had a puzzle with a math element involved. John A and Yes finished first, which makes sense to me, especially with the whole Yes Yes, the whole first challenge of the season. He was like the all-star there for the math working out he did in his head. John A finishes the first two checkpoints. She's in the lead. Look at her.
Yeah. Hey, look at John A. She said she's given birth. She can do this. So I was very impressed with John A., someone that I did not think was going to be a huge factor in this final. And she is like coming out to an early lead.
She's gotten, I mean, she's definitely been somebody that if we don't flag it up, I don't. Or if we haven't flagged it up, I definitely have meant to every week that she's gotten confessionals pretty consistently. I would not be surprised. I don't know that I expect her to win by any means, but I would not be surprised if she's on that podium.
That is the thing, is I think that John A has really gotten a good amount of content where I would consider her being the winner. I don't know that so much of it has been positive, like, in terms of her competitive ability, which I think is the like missing factor, but overall, like edit wise and performance so far in the final, I would not be floored to see it, where I would have been very shocked coming into this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but I mean, even if it's not a win, like I said, I can easily see her like second, third place, where it's like gets praise from the rest of the cast either at the time that they cross the final, you know, whatever, or like in the reunion or anything like that. I don't know. I feel like she's been definitely showing up here in this season, so you'll love to see it for John A. The next leg is just a full-on sprint to the next checkpoint, I guess. They're still tethered together. I don't know, anything specific happening here? Yes and Kellyanne are together. He's focused on John A because John A does have all the points right now. Darrell picking up Ruthie is what happens here.
Yes, that was the like big highlight where, of course, everything online was like, oh, here's Fessy and Casey versus like Darrell and Ruthie. Like, this is the all-stars.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I saw multiple of those tweets. So, yes, it is true. But also, I don't know if you should be carrying Casey around with like a broken leg either. So, a good tweet. Got to go for the retweets. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was like very entertaining to see a throwback to someone picking up their partner. And just the fact that Darrell is just, you know, beasting ahead of people while carrying his partner's weight on his back is super impressive.
And I was going to question it. I was going to be, I mean, like when Kenny picked up Wes, right?
Yep.
I couldn't 100% remember if it was Wes picking up Kenny. No, Wes is the one who got picked up. Like when you do that kind of thing, like I get it. It's like, you just need to keep moving or whatever. But at a certain point, it's like, now you're just going to be double as tired because you're carrying a human being. Like, how is this helping you? But then Darrell and Ruthie went ahead and got the 4 points in that round. So I was like, I guess he's fine.
Yeah, I think the difference here is, first of all, I believe the whole story with the Wes and Kenny one is that Kenny did it and he definitely carried Wes for like a little bit, but it was played out like it happened for a much more significant amount of time than it actually happened in real life, versus for Darrell and Ruthie, it was all about just like, all you have to do is pass people in order to get more points. Like, I don't have to carry you all the way up this mountain. Right. It's just, let's get a big enough head start ahead of them so that we get two more points than we otherwise would have, which is, you know, could be a difference of $500,000.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we haven't talked much about Ruthie at all so far in this final. I mean, much in the season, since she had that she had a bit of drama early on and then has kind of disappeared, but it's still cool. I mean, Ruthie is back on the challenge running a final. It's just not something that I would have predicted a year ago today.
Yeah, and I mean, like she said, she hasn't run one since her rookie season, so she's doing super well. I feel like a final was always where Ruthie was going to like outperform a lot of people, and it was going to be tough in eliminations just size-wise. But the fact that she has found herself here like has just as decent of a shot as many other people.
Is it on me for not taking a picture with Ruthie when we went to the Challenge Mania Live on my birthday, but making an extra effort to get the Pauly and Cara picture?
You know what? It wouldn't have been except for the extra effort for the.
How did that even go? I was like, well, I definitely want to take a picture with, I mean, at least Cara, but I mean, like, would love to take a picture with both of them because, you know, kind of do they even have a name?
You're a Stan.
Well, yeah. but they don't have a couple name. Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Para.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Polly Maria.
I guess so. I just completely blocked any other thoughts right now as I was trying to think of it, if it existed. But yeah, so I was trying to see if they had left yet. They were still in like that back room of Caroline's. And then we went outside. And then I think I saw Scott out there and I was like, oh yeah, like I didn't get a chance to take a picture with them or something. And then I think they had like shown up and I feel it. Didn't Scott like walk me over there? Yeah. And then he embarrassed me, Scott.
Yeah. This guy works with Rob.
I know.
That was fun.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. And then we walked as Polly stomped to the after party bar. Yeah, that was fun.
Yes, we walked behind the two of them and like everybody else that was, I guess, walking that same way. And I was like, I don't know where I am right now. Like, because I don't meet challenge people. That's not a thing. Like, I've met plenty of Survivor, Big Brother. Like, that's fine. We're all used to that by now. But challenge people, I don't know that I want that. I think I want to keep that separate because I want to keep looking at them like TV characters, not real people. I don't want to know they're real.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I guess, first of all, we don't talk about, like, at least on podcast, for Survivor people as much, especially, I feel like, is the main people that we're coming across. And we watch one, maybe two seasons of these people versus the challenge where it's like, I have watched you on TV for 15 years. Nice to meet you. That is a very different dynamic. Still just normal people, but also, like, it's weird. When you watch them when you were a child and actually, like, had a, you know, different view of reality stars than you may have today.
And now like the list of like challengers that like have met is gonna get even bigger, like Tommy and Michelle and Natalie from last season. Like,
oh yeah, wild.
It's just gonna and the Big Brother people. I've met Casey and Josh, and I'm not trying to run down my whole list.
No, name drop.
I mean, is it even a name drop? It's like passing at an event, but I'm just thinking of, like, I'm name dropping, but like I used to not see any challengers anywhere. And now it's all these people that were not challengers when I had come across them at an event. Remember events?
Oh, events. So fun. So fun. The events.
What a time. But Ruthie was fun at that Challenge Mania Live. And to know that she just 2 years later would be back in a show, would not have guessed it. I tell you.
Not at all.
So
I feel like she seemed pretty down even in person on that day. But yeah, didn't know All-Stars would be a thing for sure.
Mm-hmm. So let's get to the checkpoint, the last checkpoint of the day, which is going to be time to eat the Carolina Reapers. And I have thoughts and anger.
Oh, I want to hear the thoughts.
Why?
And the anger, please.
Why?
Yep.
Why are we doing this? Why is anyone entertained by this? Why? I mean, this isn't just a food challenge thing in general. These people's insides are burning. Like people don't eat these. Like, I get eating like gross meat or like cow testicles, like whatever the hell, like, sure, is that going to sit in your stomach the best? Probably not. It seems like those aren't like things that people are just naturally digesting. I have no idea. I don't ask questions. But these things are very clearly like torturing them the second they go down their esophagus. It's like, this is not fun to watch. Like, these people are genuine. Like, let them compete. Why can't we just let them keep running? It's so annoying. I don't need it. I don't care for it.
I just don't feel like it makes interesting TV. I mean, first of all, it's like, all right, what's the first leg going to be? Like, canoeing and a puzzle. Like, okay, good. And what's the bike and a puzzle? Okay. And then running. Okay. And running? No more ideas. Like, sure. We ran out of the ideas in the first two. We're just going to go running from here on out. I don't feel like the peppers make it any more interesting. And in fact, I lose a lot of interest in seeing, like, oh, someone actually suffers from acid reflux, so they can't win a season of the challenge. Like, that feels out of bounds. It doesn't feel like something that should really be coming into play on most seasons. I don't even like the, like, quote-unquote gross food-eating challenges. I don't feel like they really add that much to any episode of TV that they're on. I feel like we could come up with something more interesting. Even you know that I hate like a mayonnaise, but like Tony eating in a giant bowl of mayonnaise is almost like more interesting than like either let's eat like this food that is horribly disgusting or like let's eat these peppers that are going to ruin your body for the rest of the final.
It's so bad to me. Like Darrell going down, thinks he's about to call for a medic. I mean, it seemed to end on like a, you know, what's going to happen next, whatever. But Ruthie is like, it feels like somebody literally took a knife, set it on fire and stabbed me under under my ribcage. Jemmy's falling apart, and Jemmy was doing so well in the whole final. Like, she wasn't in first or anything, but I'm looking at the board that I wrote down, the leaderboard. I'll get to that in a minute, but she was in fourth place out of everybody, ahead of Mark Long, ahead of Kellyanne, ahead of Ruthie, and now you're gonna make her eat these hot ass peppers and like ruin her game? Because like, why?
If my number one pick goes down in this final because of a pepper, I'm going to be so mad. Like,
was Jemmy your number one pick?
Stupid. No, Durrell.
Oh, I was like, what?
No.
I mean, I like her too, but yeah, it was not worthwhile to me. We don't need to be torturing these people. You know, like, I want an intense final too. Like, they should have to work for it, but I don't like that. I didn't like this. It wasn't fun. Big Easy popping them in like Tic Tacs. He says, like, okay, good for you. Is that really what we're looking for?
Yeah. I just don't find any way that this like translated to exciting TV. When we come back, like, either they're going to get up or they're not. And both of those are not exciting. Like, did you do this for a cliffhanger specifically? Like, I just don't see anything good coming from this, unfortunately. But they seem so set on these eating challenges even more recently, I feel like.
Yeah. Like you said, are they going to get up or are they not? Who knows? And that's going to be the checkpoint four. And then there's one more checkpoint, I guess, of them hiking up the mountain. That's going to take a half hour on the next episode.
Yeah, well, that's what I was like, all right, if this checkpoint five is the entire second day, maybe you should save a good partner for this last checkpoint if you have the choice of things. Feels like it's going to be very consequential who you are running with for the final lap of this thing. I mean, I guess the fact that they're all weighted by points, maybe not as much, but... you know, someone's going to gas out if this is actually a much longer component rather than these like short sprints or something.
Yeah, you know what we should have done, unless you did this and you can surprise me? Do we know who the final partners are going to be? Like, we could easily figure it out.
I did not do this. I could figure this out, though.
Okay, you figure it out. I'll run down the board of what we have so far. If you did not catch the points total, this was heading into checkpoint four. So checkpoint four is the one where they were eating all the stuff there. So after this, it's going to, you know, be adjusted a little bit, but going after three rounds of the game of the final, Yes was in the lead with 14 points, followed by Durrell with 13, John A with 12, Jemmy with 11, and then Kellyanne, Ruthie, and Mark tied with 8, Alton with 7, Anissa with 6, and Big Easy with 3. So I guess Easy came in last for every single leg so far. I don't want to, you know, I don't need to, you know, crap on Big Easy or anything like that. It's just Big Easy's story over like his entire challenge career has been the way that he gassed out in that one final. And then like since then feeling like he's got to prove himself to be any kind of competitor. And I definitely do want to give Easy a bit of credit here this season, or more than a bit. He's been killing it with the math, with the puzzles or whatever. Like, he's been showing out in a bunch of other places where, you know, like even in that part of the final, I was like, oh, look, the math was clicking. I don't know if it exactly translated to a whole lot because they got to that checkpoint so late, but you know, I don't know, it's I feel like 3 points isn't fully showing that he has kind of held his own. I don't know, too much credit, not enough credit. You be the decider. Are you still thinking? Are you still making the team?
I am
there?
Almost there. I have one more to figure
I'll keep
out.
Stalling, Matt. Okay, I can do this. So that's the board. After this round, we'll see how things change. We had Yes and Anissa that were paired up here. So Anissa's like, oh, I still have the best partners to carry me into the last couple rounds. So we'll see if that ends up meaning anything for her there.
I think I have it.
All right, what do we got?
All right, I'm just doing one quick little double check. And all right, I think I have it. I think it's Kellyanne and Mark, and then Jemmy and Easy. Jemmy has been saying all season she does not want to run with Easy.
Oh,
so
no,
closing out the season on that is really, I feel like, you know, again, I feel like the editing has kind of been leading us to a final here.
Wait, can I guess? Wait, Yes and yeah, Ruthie.
Yep.
They have not done anything together yet. Durrell and John A did, which means that Alton and John A have not been together yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Durrell is with Anissa.
That's what it's looking like. So yeah, gonna be interesting. I feel like we have had like points with this where like Jemmy doesn't want to run with Easy. Easy's storyline has just been like, at least at the beginning of this episode, was very much like, I'm going to finish this final. So I'm not expecting more than let's say 7 points for Easy, but I think that he'll finish probably. Mm-hmm. Where you have people like, even to see where like Darrell was so willing to be Anissa's partner on Double Agents, that'll be exciting to see how they work together on this last part of the final. I feel like there's some decent matchups here.
Yeah. I mean, again, I like the fact that they all, you know, competed with the other, with each other at least at some point. The guys, who was it that made a comment that was like, I'm good with this format. I don't have to be on a team with Easy. I was like, oh, rude. Brutal.
I don't remember exactly who it was, but it was a good comment.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Basically same. I feel like if we really wanted, we could look back at that, that sheet of points and really figure out who is not in contention to win it anymore. But don't feel like we need to. I feel like edit-wise, we have narrowed this down to a close group of competitors, unless you feel like really need to analyze who is completely out of this.
No, we talked about who the top field certainly seems to be, especially you go by points. You have, yes, Darrell, John A, and Jemmy leading the way right now. I think it's fair to say at this point that Easy, Anissa, and Alton are probably out of it. Alton is a whole, like, has double the points that Alton has right now. So it's like, even if Yes only got one more point in the next two rounds, he's right, isn't that mathematically
exactly?
No, Alton could come in first in both rounds and get 10 more.
There's 10 points up for grabs. So like, if someone is going to, someone's plus two is more than someone else's plus 10, mm-hmm. then they're out,
right?
Like, that's it.
So I'm sure there are people that are like, maybe like Anissa and Easy could be mathematically yeah. eliminated, or I don't even know. Maybe not. Whatever. So yeah, I think it's got to be clear to most of us at this point, like, who are the contenders that are still in it. I enjoyed this first part. I'm excited to see how it all plays out in the next part. That's all I got.
I was gonna say, and if someone is like super worried about narrowing it down even more based on the edit, maybe skip ahead for a couple seconds, but I was gonna say, based on what we know and where we're at, who do you think is coming away with this if you want to narrow it down even more?
So if I'm looking at those top four names, I mean, especially now that we talked about Jemmy is, you know, partnered mm-hmm. with Easy, all the credit that I just gave him, I'm taking away with that shady comment, but if it comes down to Yes and Darrell, I mean, Darrell looked like he was going down. Yes seemed just fine. Anissa seemed just fine, which means that they probably have high marks there in this coming round, which keeps him in the lead. If Darrell loses ground here, that puts him behind. Kellyanne, Ruthie, and Mark, I definitely think could still be in it. I mean, 8 points, two really strong rounds from any of them, I think could keep them towards the top. I think at this point it's hard to say that Yes isn't the top contender. Yes is not the top contender.
Based on both the competition and the edit of the show, I don't see how we're not coming away with Kellyanne winning next week.
I get that based on the edit,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know.
I just feel like every checkpoint this week, first of all, I was like, I want to make an animal rescue. And wow, like, I'm so desperate for more points. Thank God I got more points. Now I just need to get them in the next two. It's like, all right, we're hearing her story like visibly over the course of these episodes. And really, like, we flagged up over the course of the season. I think Yes is my number two for sure. I think he has been flagged up at points, and he is also a little bit of a quieter character, so maybe that's why it doesn't stand out at every single time. And then I firmly have Darrell in third, but the very heavy favorite in my mind right now is Kellyanne.
I really don't know that I see that, though. Just because of, I feel like looking at the numbers and everything, Yes is with 14 points right now. Even if he got 16 as his minimum, if he got 1 point in each round, he would be at 16. Kellyanne would have to then gain 9 points over the two rounds to get the win, while Yes got two. I don't know that Yes isn't getting 2 points. Yes is consistently finishing in the top three.
That's very interesting. I did not realize that their points were so far.
Yeah. Yes has 14. Kellyanne has 8. As of checkpoint 3. As of checkpoint 3.
That's exciting. I felt like very much resigned to, like, for almost weeks now that Kellyanne was just going to be winning this. And, like, that was that. All right. Like, pack it up. Kellyanne's winning. So I'm excited to hear that maybe it's not such a foregone conclusion. I don't really see. I mean, Yes is with Anissa this round and then Ruthie next round. So unless Ruthie is really still feeling those peppers, I don't think that he is coming in last in both of these rounds. But I'll be interested to see.
And the only reason that I would be counting Darrell out at this point, he's only got 1 point behind Yes, would be if I fall for the edit there. If, you know, the peppers get him down real bad or whatever he ate. And also, you know, thinking about edit, he hasn't had a huge edit this season. While we have gotten a lot of, like, Yes is such a strong competitor. Kellyanne has been telling us how, you know, well, she's also been showing us, but, like, how great she's been doing and feeling about her chances here. So, and hey, but you know what? Again, two of those people on my team, I'll be happy either way.
Interesting. No, I'm very, I'm even more invested after talking that out because I don't feel like I am going in with such a conclusion on who's going to win. I like that it's more open-ended now, in my mind at least.
Mm-hmm. And if Yes is the one who ends up walking away with the win here, insane that he was the fourth round draft pick.
Again, was really, it was the fact that I had drafted 3 men in a row, I think. I was like, I can't take another. So next time.
Was he that far back that it was like a whole fourth round went by before I got him?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
I'm pretty sure.
What? Oh, wow.
No one Trishel, really, like,
Katie,
knew much of him.
Ace, Cyrus, all these people getting picked before Yes.
Yeah. I mean, none of us knew much about Yes, and I believe we were, like, unsure exactly. Like, we knew that he was coming in, like, in good shape, but I don't remember if there was, like, question of an injury or not or anything like that. So, you know what? Like, I will be happy I've enjoyed being introduced, reintroduced, or basically introduced for the first time with Yes, because I did not see much of his original season, if any. So I am happy enough at the thought of that.
If Yes wins, how much credit does Veronica get?
A lot, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Which she would love.
So, that would be interesting. But yeah, no, I definitely feel, as we just talked out, that there still are a few contenders in this race, especially as we get closer to the end. So truly, that is all that I have, unless there's anything else on your notes.
That is it for me.
All right, then let's get out of here. We can save the rest of our maybe usual length of challenge talking for the draft that we are recording upcoming soon with Haley and Colin. That will be recorded soon. And already we recorded our must-lose draft with Brian and Allie, which I believe we have talked about is not going to go up anytime soon. So I hate to tease you all with that, but it is recorded. The picks are in, and you'll hear it eventually.
Yeah, a super fun one for the vault, but probably going to hold that back a little bit until maybe, you know, the cast gets a little closer to being announced.
Mm-hmm.
We did not know the pairs for that one, but we'll discuss the pairs and everything that we do know on the draft with Colin and Haley. So very excited for when we get to do that.
Yeah, I think the must lose draft for sure, but definitely I feel also like the one that we're going to do with Colin and Haley, I feel like even if we record it, well, I think in real time, we're recording it in a couple of days. We'll probably end up posting it after All Stars is done, like after all that. So we don't need to put like 2 challenge podcasts up in a week. And there's still plenty of time between now and the start of 37. So looking forward to doing that second draft and to having everybody hear both of them, because like you said, the first one with Brian and Allie was a lot of fun. I'm glad we got to do that again, and excited to talk to Colin and Haley as well.
Same.
So that's that. That is it for this week for the first part of the final. Scally, anything else going on in your world?
No, just, you know, anything is on Twitter at Brian_Scally. Be back here next week to wrap up the final episode of the Challenge All-Stars.
I do have a plug this week. I was on NGOG, New Girl, Ooh. Old Guy, a great podcast all about New Girl with the person I was just talking about, Allie Lasher. And we did those all in the same night. I got like 5 or 6 hours straight of talking to Allie Lasher. Dream come true. So check that out. out with Ali and Akiva. I was with them for episode 12 of season 2, talking all about that episode of New Girl and so much more. So check that out, NGOG, in your podcast feeds. But other than that, that's all that I have. Twitter, at @Brian_Scally, at @MattLaGorie. And until next week, we'll see you then. Take care.